Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yesterday was the 45th anniversary of Mount St. Helens erupting, and we wanted to know if anyone listening this morning remembers where they were when this happened. 206-803-ROCK. Migs, someone on hold had to do a pretty significant animal rescue operation after the eruption.
Okay.
But first, let's chat with Domingo from Mount Vernon. Domingo, tell us where you were when Mount St. Helens erupted.
I was in Grandview, Washington, getting out of church that morning, and we just saw this black rock kind of just falling out of the sky. It was kind of dark. And then our church told us, get back inside and not to inhale it. But yeah, I was 10 years old when that happened.
So you guys went back inside, and how long were you in there for?
Oh, shoot. So church got out, about a half hour, and then ran straight back into the bus and went home. And then we were told what happened, and we were like, but, you know, we were just kids back then. So
yeah.
We didn't know what happened until we started watching it on TV.
Man, if I was in church and I came out and that happened, I'd be like looking at it, who said something bad in church? Like, you know, you start thinking like these crazy thoughts, but like that's just bonkers, man, like to come out and see that.
Yeah, it was weird, yeah, because we didn't know what was going on, you know? But all I know is that all the adults were kind of worried, so we knew something was happening, you know?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Domingo.
206-803-ROCK. Katie from DuPont, where were you when Mount St. Helens erupted?
So I was 10, and I was eating breakfast, and my sister called, and she had horses on the Cowlitz River, and that's where everything was coming down from the mountain. And so we literally jumped in our truck and met her and had to rescue 6 horses from a field. And I have never heard an animal scream in fear. It was the craziest thing I've ever experienced.
Well, I heard like the temperature of the grounds were like over like 100 degrees like in some situations.
Well, one of the horses actually had been in the water, and when we got him into the trailer, we noticed that his legs were burnt.
Ay.
That is wild.
Yeah, it was wild. And I, you know, we could see full trees going down the river. We could see house like roofs, and it just kept getting higher and higher to the point where, you know, there was one horse that just didn't want to, you know, they were so freaked out.
Yeah.
And it was intense.
Did all the horses, I mean, the ones that you tried to rescue, were they all okay after that? Like, where'd you end up bringing them to?
Well, my sister, we took them up to her house where she had a very small barn, and they were fine. But then trying to get home from her house was tricky because we had to actually take a logging road for a point because the main road to get where we needed to go home was closed because it was right along the Cowlitz River. And so it was a trippy experience.
Oh, I gotta imagine every year when this date comes up, I'm sure that just triggers these memories all over again.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, you can still smell and oh yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Thank you for sharing with us, Katie. Appreciate you. 206-803-ROCK. Robert from Marysville. Where were you when Mount St. Helens erupted?
Hi, Karen. You'll be glad to know I was a freshman at WSU. Oh,
go Cougs!
There we go with the Cougs. It's always about the Cougs.
And, yeah, I was procrastinating on, I think, an English paper or whatever. I said, oh, I'll do it this evening. Well, then the mountain blew on a Sunday morning, and by the afternoon, they actually said they were closing WSU, which was like the first time in 70 years or some crazy thing like that. And I said, woohoo! Well, I delayed it another week, and we played Risk in the dorm almost all week long.
You said it was closed for a week?
Yeah, they closed it for the whole week.
I love that everyone else is going through all this crazy stuff. You're like, hell yeah, we don't have to put our papers in because of this. This crazy volcano.
Bananas. 206-803-ROCK. Tony in Kapausen, tell us where you were when Mount St. Helens erupted.
Well, Plummer, Idaho, if you don't know, is just a little bit north of WSU. And we got buried in a half a foot of ash. I went to work in my street clothes that morning. I was working for the railroad, and we had a dining car. I wasn't going to work in it. They abolished our gang for 2 weeks and said, come back in 2 weeks and we'll put you back on.
Wow.
I had a friend from Buckley that rode with me a lot. We commuted back and forth a lot. He had lung issues. The word from the police, whatever, was don't go out. Stay at home. Don't go out in this. But he had breathing issues. So we headed due north to Priest River before we headed west. And when you passed an oncoming vehicle, you were blind for, I don't know, a couple hundred yards until you got through his dust cloud.
Wow.
The ash was that bad. Tony, I have a question for you. Then, like, leading up to it, do you remember, was there a lot of warnings? Like, hey, this is about to go down. Like, do you remember, like, the days leading up to this eruption?
I was really disappointed in the public address system, whatever. I was doing my laundry that day in downtown Plummer, and you could smell sulfur in the air, and a huge black cloud was coming out of the west. And an hour later or so after you could smell the sulfur, the ash started falling. There was nothing on the radio about what was coming.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
206-803-ROCK. Randy from Tukwila, where were you when Mount St. Helens erupted?
Well, I was driving down to Portland, Oregon that morning. I was 25 at the time. And I was visiting my brother, going over to the Tri-Cities. And I stopped off in Tukwila, or not Tukwila, but on the Toodle River. I stopped off at this truck stop at a REAC station to get a cup of coffee. It was around, well, I guess, 7 o'clock Sunday morning that morning. And we were all sitting there drinking coffee and, you know, just talking. And all of a sudden, the ground started shaking and rolling and everything, and we all, like, looking at each other. And then everybody looked at the mountain because it was a roar, and we looked up, and the whole thing was going up in the sky. And I was driving a Pontiac Catalina at the time, and I just looked at the truckers, and I said, I don't know about you, but I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Well, this entire conversation, I am definitely not playing for my wife because this is like one of her biggest fears is a volcano eruption.
We live in a great part of the world for that kind of a fear, don't we?
100%.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.